Chuck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, August 12, 2014, from San Diego, California. This is Training Day 1. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting, before I get too far. A 30-day challenge originated by Craig Stepp, in which he challenges podcasters to create a podcast a day, making it very easy to do, helping people with technology, and I'm having fun with this. I am having fun. There, that sounded better. Hey, this is Training Day 1. I delivered the first day of three-day training course, and was met with several challenges. The material was pretty good, at least I'm told so. I thought it could have been a little better, given the situation, the circumstances. I had to put it all together. The technical bits, the lab exercises went pretty well. I'm just tired tonight. Being on my feet all day, teaching, training, presenting, helping people with demos. It's been a long day. Before I go too far, I want to thank those of you on Facebook that had commented about the lost iPad. Thank you very much for your concern. It has not shown up yet. I called the Appleton Airport yesterday and asked them if they'd seen it. And they said no, but we'll call you if it turns up, which is good and bad. It'd be nice to have an answer, a resolution to this, have it waiting for me when I get there. But the good news is, I guess, that it's got to still be around the home, I hope. So I'll get home Friday afternoon and do a deeper dive, look for it. Thank you again for those of you who expressed concern. Back to class. There were a couple things that I need to polish up on my skills. One is managing a large group of people. This is about 65, and I've done, 15, 20 people in a class before. A little different situation, because the bigger you get, the more chance you have of losing the crowd, because you have these splinter discussions. The gentleman from Israel was filling in content gaps that I had, and I appreciate it very much. We started out with lavalier microphones, because being such a large crowd, it was difficult to hear, even in the best of terms, but when we had side discussions going on, it became even more difficult. Well, his lav mic was not working all that well, and then he would periodically take it off to try and hold it up to his mouth, and then start gesticulating, so it had absolutely no effect as a microphone, so it was hard to hear. And given the thick accent, it was even more difficult to understand what his point was, so people would get bored and they'd start talking amongst themselves, and it became very frustrating. What's more, there was one guy, very friendly guy, we went out to dinner last night and had a discussion, got to know each other a little bit more, but he tended to monopolize. He sat right up front, right in front of where I was presenting. And he would start making comments and kind of grab my attention. I didn't realize it at first. But fortunately, one of the attendees is a former training department instructor, and he pulled me aside at lunch and gave me some tips, both about the microphone issue and being able to hear in the back, and about this guy up in front who kept proverbially pulling on my coat sleeve. I have a couple of tactics tomorrow to address both of those. We eventually did give the other presenter a handheld microphone, which worked out much better and cleared things up. So I feel it could have gone better. Some of the material was a bit redundant. I pulled a lot of material together very quickly, didn't have a chance to really give it an overarching review. I was down in the weeds too much, and because this came from multiple sources, there were points where it looked like it was repetitive. And one of the pieces of feedback I got was, half the people won't notice it's repetitive. You can always couch it in a reinforcing mode and say, hey, to reinforce what we've talked about before, or as a quick review of something like that, rather than saying, oh, sorry, this is redundant. Most people won't know until you bring it up, then most people do know. So I've got to work on that. And that was, it seemed like he went on about a few things that I can improve upon. And I greatly appreciate the feedback, and I greatly appreciate the help that he's offering. But the flip side of that is that it means I'm not as good as I'd like to be, not as good as I thought I was, and it's kind of a bitter pill that I got to take. And it's the same thing anytime somebody gives you constructive feedback is, what do you do with it? You know, I don't want to sit here and feel sorry for myself. Part of it's because I'm tired. It's been a long day. The other is, all right, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, move forward, take this information and do something with it to improve. He was very generous because most people would not do that. They would mutter among themselves, and then you find out through some back channel that, you know, it could have gone better. They didn't like this. They didn't like that. And I fully plan to do a review on the third day, both formally with the survey. Oh, crap, that reminds me. I got to talk to somebody about surveys. A formal survey tool, because what we were going to use is not what I should be using. I had a talk with my boss's boss yesterday, and that just jogged that memory. And then I'll do an informal one, that technique I learned from Manager Tools podcast called the hot wash. At the end, you brainstorm real fast among the class, what worked well and what can we take a look at. I have effectively 3 business days to turn this around and offer it to our partners and customers in a couple of weeks. But given that we have to drop off Lisa at college, I don't have a whole lot of time to get this done next week. So I'm going to have to move quickly and figure these things out. We discovered a couple of technical issues, but those can be worked around, or at least I can talk around them. I did, after coming back to the hotel, I ran up to the lounge on the 15th floor. Actually, it's just down the hall from me. And grabbed some water. Wanted to listen to a few of the Dog Days podcasts, and one of the students walked in. He's from IT support, which was very nice. Yeah, I thought we just had sales, pre-sales people and post-sales people. And he said, wow, you sound like you've been using this thing for years. Interestingly enough, I think I mentioned it on this podcast, that's what I intended. That's what one of my goals was to, I've only been using this product for less than a month, but he was under the impression that I had more experience with it than I really did. So, which is good. There were a number of questions that came up that I couldn't answer. I had to defer to Leonid, the gentleman from Israel. But yet he picked up on the fact and said, you sound very comfortable with this. You have a good presentation style. He gave me some nice, encouraging feedback. So I'm taking that into account with my bit of a downer mood tonight, and very much appreciate it. What also helped was going out to dinner with several of the people from EMEA. We had two from Germany, one from Norway, and 4 from the UK. So it was fun hanging out with them. I'm working on bridging the gap between pre-sales and post-sales. Because the pre-sales people always get a bad rap of, hey, you showed this demo, you threw it together, and the customer saw it, they love it, and they want it implemented. And they think that what the pre-sales guys is actually a working model, when it's more of a prototype, a proof of concept, proof of value. And the post-sales guys have to come and figure it out and clean it up and do it in a cost-effective manner. Well, to some degree that's true, but we have very similar jobs and technical skills and technical abilities, and need to bridge that gap, share the knowledge, share the information. That's one of the things we'll be doing on the third day, is a handoff process. How do we do that for this product specifically? But I can see that going other places as well. So going out to dinner with these guys was a small step forward in that relationship building between those two. So not only is this tactical around this particular product and training, but it's more strategic to both parts of the organization as well. Want to wish my daughter Julie to get well soon. She had her wisdom teeth pulled today, all at the same time. Sounded very coherent when I talked to her this evening, more so than Lisa did when she had hers done almost a year ago. So she should be back to full force when I get back on Friday. Similarly, my dad had knee surgery. He's had issues with his knee since he was in college. And ever since I was a kid, he always had one knee that had stitches up and down both sides. This is before the days of arthroscopic surgery where they tore into your knee and it took months and months to recuperate instead of back up and around within a couple of weeks at full capacity. So he had, I believe it was his right knee done, and it was always bigger and more swollen than the left knee. Then a few years ago, he had his left knee replaced, much different process, and I believe they went back and fixed the right knee, or they redid one of the two knees today. So he was in the hospital, sounded very good, said he was up and around in a walker. We talked a little bit about the weather, we talked a little bit about the move to Phoenix, talked a little bit about dropping Lisa off for college. We'll be seeing them in a little over a week. So any visit to visit the parents is greatly appreciated. I recently got them onto my personal domain because they were dropping charter. They had charter cable and they were getting billed quite a bit. And he had heard from the university, Northern Michigan University, that they can get a alumni discount or free internet or something if they buy the cable modem. So his ROI on this thing is about 3 months. But he had to get a new email address, one that's not from Charter. So I said, well, why don't we just use mine? So he converted he converted his Mac Mail accounts over and was good to go. But apparently my mom is using the web browser for some reason. They were having problems with her stuff. So I'll check into that, give them a little family tech support next week, and get that taken care of. A little bit of news from the Dragon Con front. I ordered fake blood today. You go, wait, Star Trek? I don't think there's any fake blood there. Professor Farnsworth? There's no fake blood there. Is there another costume? Well, the Star Trek does have fake blood. I mentioned that I'm going as the unfortunate red shirt. So I've got my red shirt. I have a skull cap that has brains sticking out and modeled a Klingon knife going into my head. It's wrapped with a little bit of gauze with a little bit of red coloring on it, but it looks like a little bit of gauze with red coloring. So I've got to put some blood down the side of my face. That will be probably Friday's costume, which means I might have to keep it going through the live show. We'll see how that goes. And then Saturday, because the bald appliance and makeup for Farnsworth's bald head is a little time-consuming, I'm just going to plan on doing that all day. So I'll be wearing slippers around Dragon Con all day. So that should be fun. That is coming up very, very quickly. It's now the 12th. And we leave 2 weeks from Thursday. So what is that, 16 days? 15 by the time you hear this, maybe less. Looking forward to seeing everybody. And what are we going to do, Waffle House again this year? was that Sunday morning or Monday morning? I think it was Monday. And it was raining. Yeah, good memories from last year. I forgot. Who came along later? Much, much later? Was that Fuffy Frog? Anyway, doesn't mean much to the people who are listening to this who weren't there, but I really appreciate it. I'm going to end it there. It's time to get some rest. 101.